Good evening. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya, and I bring you Wombats and Music on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 if there isn't a football game. So it's my chance each week to play for you songs I love. I only put on songs I love. My cousin Jim White from Abingdon suggested an idea for a show. Music with the same band, like playing something that was out of their genre. And, for example, take a Mexican band playing a hard rock tune or something like that. And I said, Jim, that's great. I like the theme, but the trick is to find songs I love within the theme. And I suggested to him maybe he'd like to pick out some songs for a radio show. And if you are out there and would like to pick out some songs for a radio show, I'll talk to you. So contact me. It's Harry Baya. My email address is hbaya@ehc.edu. That's hbaya at ehc, that's Emory Henry College, .edu. And if you'd like to put together a show, I'll be glad to work with you. I'm always looking for new music. The trick is, you got to find songs that you love and convince me that you love them. I don't have to love the songs if it's a show you're putting on, but I've got to believe that you love them, so somebody will love them. Anyway, the first song I'm going to play tonight is One Time, One Night by Los Lobos. And I got it off a collection of songs put together by T-Bone Burnett. T-Bone Burnett is a musician and a performer, but the main thing he's known for to me is he picks the songs for different movies and TV shows. And if you see his name on the credits, you know it's going to be some great music. One of the movies he did that he's probably best known for was Oh Brother, Where Art Thou. That was T-Bone Burnett picking those songs. So this was on an album of his favorites, and it was the one song on the entire album that I really liked a lot. It's called One Time, One Night. Because I have trouble often understanding the lyrics in songs, I like to read them sometimes beforehand, and I'm going to do that tonight. These are the words to the song One Time, One Night by Los Lobos. A wise man was telling stories to me about the places he had been to and the things he had seen. A quiet voice is singing something to me, an age-old song about the brave in this land here of the free, one time, one night in America. A lady dressed in white with the man she loves, standing along the side of their pickup truck. A shot rang out in the night just when everything seemed right. Another headline written down in America. The guy that lived next door in 305 took the kids to the park and disappeared about 9:30. Who will ever know how much she loved them so? That dark night alone in America, four small boys playing ball in the parking lot. A preacher, a teacher, and the other became a cop. A car skidded into the rain, making the last one, little one, a saint. One more light goes out in America. A young girl tosses a coin in the wishing well. She hopes for a heaven, while for her there's just this hell. She gave away her life to become somebody's wife. Another wish unanswered in America. People having so much faith die too soon, while all the rest come late. We write a song that no one sings on a cold black stone where a lasting peace will finally bring. The sunlight plays upon my window pane. I wake up to a world that's still the same. My father said to be strong, that a good man could never do wrong. In a dream I had last night in America, one time, one night in America, one night, one time in America.
Places he had been to and the things. brother became a car. A car skidded into the rain, making the last little one to say, one more light goes out in America. A young girl tosses a coin in the wishing well. She hopes for a heaven while for her there's just this hell. She gave away a life to become somebody's wife. Another wish unanswered in America. People having so much faith.
That was Los Lobos, One Time, One Night. Los Lobos is a Chicano band, Chicano rock band from East L.A. And the two lead musicians met in high school, became buddies, and stayed together ever since. And they found some friends, and the four of them are the Los Lobos. I think their career looks like it ended about 2007, but they may still be doing work. I didn't tell you a few other things about this show. We're coming to you from WEHC, which is FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And we put on some great stuff here. So, and you can pick us up on the web. Go to ehc.edu and click around for WEHC, and you can get us anywhere in the world. And my show comes on Monday nights at 7. You can pick me up even if you're on the road if you got access to a computer. Well, Wombats and Music. Wombats is... what I call anything odd I stick in the show, and I've got a wombat tonight, so I'll be reading you a wombat. But anything that's peculiar, like a poem or a story or a joke, I call it a wombat and throw it in the show. Next up is a song called If I Needed You, and it's a classic country, I would say. It's written by Tom Van Zandt in 1972, and since then, it's been recorded by Lyle Lovett, Don Williams, Emmylou Harris, Doc Watson, I mean, you name it. But this recording is by Guy Clark, and this was not made till 2009. Remember, the song was written in 72, and Guy Clark is about my age, so he's 2009. He's getting up there, you know. He's in his 70s. Let's see. He'd be probably right close to 70 right then. But he's still, it's a great song. I heard it on the radio, and I've heard the song many times, but I hadn't heard this version, and it touched me. I hope you like it.
need you, would you come to me? Would you come to me and ease my pain? If you need me, I would come to you. I'd swim the seas for to ease your pain. In the night forlorn, for the morning's born, and the morning shines with the light of love. You will miss sunrise if you close your eyes. That would break my heart in two. Lady's with me now, since I showed her how. Lay her lily hand in mine. Lupin lily green, she's a sight to see, and a treasure for the poor to find. If I need, would you come to me? Would you come to me and ease my pain? If you needed me, I would come to you. I'd swim the seas for to ease your pain.
That was If I Needed You by Guy Clark. Next up is a song made popular by Dave Loggins. He wrote it and recorded it, Please Come to Boston. Back in 74, it was a big hit. And then it was recorded by many people like Joan Baez and all this. But this is a recording I heard just last week by a man named Dave Adkins. And I assume it's a fairly recent recording. I'm not sure. But I liked it. Dave Loggins' version, of course, was a beautiful version, and I probably should play it in the show sometime. I may have. But this is Dave Adkins, and he has a different quality, and the song touched me more than I thought it would, since I'd heard the song before by someone else. But it worked for me. So, see what you think. Please Come to Boston.
Come to Boston for springtime. I'm staying here with some friends. They got lots of room. You can sell your paintings on the sidewalk. Buy a cafe where I hope to be working soon. Come to Boston, she said, no, you come home to me. And she said, hey, rambling boy, why don't you settle down? Boston ain't your kind of town. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody like me. I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee. Come to Denver with the snowfall. We live so high in the mountains, so far that we can't be found. Through our love, you echoes down canyons, and then lie awake at night until they come back around. Please come to Denver, she said, no, you come home to me. And she said, hey Rambo, why don't you settle down? Denver ain't your kind of town. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody like me. I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee. Well, this drifter's world goes round and round, and I doubt it's ever gonna stop. And out of all the things I've lost and found, and all I got, I still need to somebody I can sing to. Please come to L.A. to live forever. This California life alone, just too hard to bear. Live up in a house that looks over the ocean. There's some stars that fell from the sky who live upon the hill. Please come to L.A., she said, no, you come home to me. And she said, Rambo, why don't you settle down? L.A. ain't your kind of town. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody like me. I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee. I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee.
That was Please Come to Boston by Dave Atkins. I think we'll be hearing more from him. That may have been released this year. Looking, trying to find notes. He's not even in Wikipedia yet, so he's new. Next up is country music. Patti Loveless, one of the better performers on the country music stage. And this is a, you know, I only play songs I love. And sometimes I sort of have to forgive myself for loving them. This is one of those. It's a little, what do I want to say, trashy, maybe. And also, it's a little too traditional, or that's not right, a little too common country, I guess I'd say. But it works. And the line that works, the thing that makes this song great is this, you know, I talk about leavers and leavees. Well, she's a leaver. She's leaving, although it sounds like he may have left in his way before that. But she's leaving this guy. And she is ticked at him, and the love is gone, she says. And the key line in here, she calls him a lie. She says the problem was what you have is a lying, cheating, two-time, double-dealing, mean-streating of love heart. Mistreating, oh, I see. A lying, cheating, two-timing, double-dealing, mean mistreating of love heart. And she really nails him with this line. So this is Patti Loveless, and the song has a much simpler name. It's Blame It On Your Heart. But when she gets into detail of how she describes that heart, she's mean.
You don't know right from wrong. Well, the love was
was Blame It On Your Heart by Patti Loveless. Next up is kind of a classic, I guess. I hadn't heard it until just recently, and I liked it. And I thought I recognized some of the voices, but they just sound familiar. I didn't know who they were. It's called Silver Stallion from 1990, and it was recorded by a group called The Highwaymen. Well, The Highwaymen consisted of Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, and Kris Kristofferson. And they apparently made music together as a group from 85 to 95, made a number of albums, had a few hits, and this song I liked a lot. And I could hear their voices. You'll hear, you can, if you listen closely, you can certainly recognize Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson. And you may be able to hear, I think Kris Kristofferson starts the song. Kris Kristofferson's always been an interesting person to me because he was a Rhodes Scholar. Imagine that, being a Rhodes Scholar and then getting into country music. And so he was a smart cookie. And but I love his music. He's done some good stuff. Anyway, this is Silver Stallion, which is recorded by a super group.
I'm gonna steal me a silver stallion with not a mark upon his silky hide. Teach him he can trust me like a brother. One day we'll saddle up and ride. And we're gonna ride. We're gonna ride, riding like a one-eyed jack of diamonds with the devil close behind. We're gonna ride. I'm gonna find me a reckless woman. Raise your blades and die, sinner high. Just a touch of sadness in her fingers. Thunder and lightning in her thighs. And we're gonna ride. We're gonna ride. Ride like a one-eyed jack of diamonds with the devil close behind. We're gonna ride.
I'm gonna chase the sky forever. But the woman and the stallion.
Ride like a one-eyed jack of diamonds with the devil close behind. We're gonna ride.
That was Silver Stallion by The Highwaymen. Well, it's as good a time as any for a little break and a wombat. So, first the break is to tell you who we are and what we're doing. This is Wombats and Music, and your host is Harry Baya. And we come on Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1. And it's my chance to play for you my favorite tunes, anything that I love. I only put on songs that I just think are fantastic. And so you've been hearing them, and there'll be more. And occasionally I throw in some oddball thing, which I call a wombat. And I think I had one, it was last week, I read to you the poem, The Green Eye of the Little Yellow God, which is a kind of a classic melodrama-type music hall poem. Well, another thing that would happen in these music halls, these are British music halls, they'd have people come out and do these readings and monologues, and there were some great ones, and I know a few. And then someone would write a parody of it and perform that. So this is a parody of The Green Eye of the Little Yellow God, and it's called The Green Tie of the Little Yellow Dog, and by Billy Bennett, Almost a Gentleman is his title. And he did it with a British accent, so I'm going to do it with a British accent, so forgive me, I like to play around. There's a little sallow man lives north of Waterloo, and he owns the toughest music hall in town. There are broken-hearted comics, there's a graveyard for them too, and the gallery guards are forever gazing down. He was known as Fat Carew in the pubs round Waterloo, and he wore a green tie with a diamond pin. He was worshipped in the ranks by the captain of the Swanks, and the coalman's daughter loved his double chin. He had loved her all along, and despite his ong bong pong, the fact that she loved him, they say, was right. Though her complexion was a fake, and her teeth were put and take, put in by day and taken out by night. 'Twas the 15th anniversary of her 22nd year, so he smiled at her as sweetly as a hog. He asked her what present she would like, and jestingly she said, "Your green tie for my little yellow dog." Fat Carew seemed in a trance as his heart slipped through his pants, but he tried his utmost not to look a wreck. So he handed her the tie and kissed her hand goodbye, and when he bowed his head, she bit his neck. Later on, Carew came to. His tie had gone, it's true, and his tie pin with it. He seemed in a fog. He rushed like mad to find that she'd tied the tie behind to the tailpiece of her little yellow dog. She was screaming like a child, and the dog was running wild, biting policemen as he galloped up the street. For the little yellow dog, called Tom, when he wagged his to and from, felt a tie pin urge him on to meet his fate. The dog returned at dawn with his windscreen slightly torn, and unseen took something from the lady's room. To another room he flew, saying, "That's for Fat Carew," and silently he slunk out into the gloom. And when Carew jumped into bed, he'd wakened up the dead with a scream. He fell as he fell like a hog. Her false teeth, they were buried in the seat of Fat Carew. 'Twas the vengeance of the little yellow dog. There's a cock-eyed yellow poodle to the north of Conga Pooch. There's a little hot cross bun that's turning green. There's a double-jointed woman doing tricks in Chuchin Chow. And you're a better man than I am, Gunga Din. I get a kick out of that. There are a couple things. The ong bong pong, I had to Google that. That is the belly that some people have. I've got an ong bong pong. And there are a few other references. And the final line, "You're a better man than I am, Gunga Din," is the final line of Gunga Din. So there's your wombat for the evening. The Green Tie of the Little Yellow Dog by Billy Bennett. And now it's time to move on to more music. So, next up on our playlist is Deportee by the Byrds. Deportee is a well-known song. Joan Baez did it. Peter, Paul, and Mary did it. The Highwaymen, we just heard, they did it. A lot of people did it. And all of them are nice versions. I heard this one recently I went and looked. I got on iTunes and played all the versions I could find that I thought I might like of Deportee, and I like this one best. It's by the Byrds, so it's an old, they've been around for a while. So this is the Byrds singing Deportee, and it's as true today as it was when it was first sung probably 30 years ago.
The crops are all in and the beaches are rotting. The oranges are packed. You're flying. miles to that Mexican border. They chase us like outlaws, like rustlers, like thieves. Goodbye to my one, goodbye Rosalita. Adios mis amigos, Jesus y Maria.
That song was actually written by Woody Guthrie following a 1948 plane crash in which the New York Times reported the names of the pilot and the crew and the other Americans, but referred to everybody else who was killed as just deportees. And it was radio recorded. I looked at the list. There were 32 different people. Woody Guthrie wrote it as a poem, and someone put it to music in 1958, and Pete Seeger began to perform it, and that's how it became popular. But the 32 people who sang it, including the Byrds we just heard, and Joan Baez, and just about every major folk singer that ever sang has sung a version of The Deportee. Well, next up is a switch in pace. This is Sarah McLachlan, a Canadian singer who, one of the breakthrough singers from Canada. She sort of opened the way for all the current Canadian women singers, and very, very popular. Sarah McLachlan won all sorts of awards. This is a song called Mary. I heard it recently, and it's not my traditional fare, but something in it spoke to me, and I want to share it with you. So this is Mary by Sarah McLachlan. To know
still let it show.
That was Mary by Sarah McLachlan. Well, the next is a song from 1978 by Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson. It's called Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys. And it's one of my favorites. I have a lot of favorites. And one, I think it's interesting. On the one hand, it outlines the cowboy mentality, sort of. But I think it's something about men and women. I have a book I just found recently called You Just Don't Understand, trying to explain the difference between men and women. You know, books like Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, things like that, that we think differently. Well, this story, even though it pretends or says it's about cowboys, it's really about men. Last night, I went to the Abingdon High School football game. They played Richlands and beat them soundly. It was a good game because Richland was favored. And really great to watch. And my wife's great nephew, Dylan Andis, played in the game. He was in the first few plays. He made a first down, you know, first down, red and 10 yards, and also made a tackle. He wasn't in the rest of the game except on special teams, but it was fun to watch. Anyway, I didn't play American football, and I don't have a lot of the American male mentality because I spent a good bit of my childhood overseas. But I recognize it, and I do have some of it. And I think it's in this song. This is the problems with the cowboys, as described in this song, are also the problems of the American male. So see if you can see some of that in there.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love. Cowboys ain't easy to love and they're harder to hold. And they'd rather give you a song than diamonds and gold. Lone Star belt buckles and old faded Levi's. And each night begins a new day. And if you don't understand him, and he don't die young, he'll probably just ride away. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always even someone they love. Cowboys like smoky old pool rooms and clear mountain mornings, little warm puppies and children and girls of the night. And them that don't know him won't like him, and them that do sometimes won't know how to take him. He ain't wrong, he's just different, but his pride won't let him do things to make you think he's right. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers. They'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors.
Well, there's Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings singing Mamas, Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys. And now I'm going to give you a slightly different perspective. This is John McCutcheon, one of my favorite folk artists. I've heard him perform live a number of times. Never a big star like Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson, but a big star within the little folk community that I live in, and a wonderful musician. And this is a song called I Am the Bravest Cowboy. And those of us who grew up in my era, we used to go to cowboy movies a lot. In fact, every Saturday night, I lived in Fairlington, Virginia from, I guess it was probably third, fourth, and fifth grade. And probably every Saturday afternoon, a whole bunch of us kids would go down to the local theater and watch the matinee. I think it cost a quarter to see a double feature of cowboy movies. Tom Mix, Roy Rogers, Gene Autry, Jimmy McBrown. I mean, there were so many stars, and I loved it all. But the point is that I think it shaped the way we deal with life, and probably too much. When I read about Vietnam and My Lai and stuff, it sounds to me like part of that's coming out of the cowboy mentality. Well, here's a different view. This is John McCutcheon, who's a very insightful folk singer, giving a slightly different perspective on what it is to be a cowboy.
Bullets in my breast. In 1863, Lord, joined the immigrant band. I went on down to San Antonio, down by the Rio Grande. I went out on the prairie and I learned to throw the line. Yes, learned to pocket money, but my clothes were not much fine. I went out. Learned Robin Steele. at that moment, no human tongue can tell. Now 60 of the bravest cowboys that ever have rode the west lay dying on the prairie with arrows in their breast. San Antonio, Fort Worth, ball and chain. You know I am the bravest cowboy that ever did ride the west. I've been all around the Rockies, I got bullets in my breast.
I Am the Bravest Cowboy by John McCutcheon. That's John McCutcheon on the fiddle, too. Fiddle and banjo, probably both. He probably did that with tracks, but he's a great fiddle player and a great banjo player. Now we're going to really switch genres. This is called Just Give Me a Reason, and it's Pink. The band is Pink. It's from 2012, and it was written by Nate Roos, who's in her band, and he also sings lead or part of the, he's featured on this, and apparently there's a great video. I have to go back and look for that. Just Give Me a Reason by Pink. Again, not my normal fare. I don't usually play this kind of song, but this one got to me. I liked it a lot, and I'm going to play it for you. Sometimes the lyrics get me, sometimes the rhythm. If there's the right kind of rhythm in there, I think it makes me love the song. And this is one of those. So we're going to start it. I don't know how far we'll get at it. This is Pink singing Just Give Me a Reason.
Right from the start, you were a thief. You stole my heart. And I, your willing victim, I let you see the parts of me that weren't all that pretty, and with every touch you fixed them. Now you've been talking in your sleep, oh-oh, things you never say to me, oh-oh, tell me that you've had enough of our love, our love. Stars on our hearts.
Well, we're running out of time. I'm going to have to cut that off. I'll start next week's show with it. So that was Just Give Me a Reason by Pink featuring Nate Roos. And I like that. You've been listening to Wombats and Music from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And I'm your host, Harry Baia, and this show comes to you on Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1. And it's called Wombats and Music. And I want to leave you with my urging, as I do each week, of what I want you to do and what I try and do every week. And that is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.